So we continue today in Semen Nun Gimel, Sif Gimel. So the Shulchan Aruch writes, "Ein levarich alatifas tzitzis beim psuki dezimra liyishtabach." A person should not make the bracha on atifas tzitzis on talis between psuki dezimra and yishtabach, ela ben yishtabach liyotzer. Rather, one should go ahead and do it between yishtabach and yotzer. So the Ramah writes, "Hagol." However, again, if the Shliach Tzibor did not have a talis, he should put on his talis before Yishtabach in order that he could say Kaddish immediately following Yishtabach without a hefsek. The Chinim Ein Minyan Vesaknesses, Yamtin Ashliach Tzibor im Yishtabach, Vyishtok Ad Shiyavo Minyan, Vyomer Yishtabach Vekaddish. So too over here says the Mishnah Berurah, again, kind of jumping on this idea that Kaddish should be juxtaposed to Yishtabach, that if they're waiting for a Minyan, so one might think that you might as well just say Yishtabach first, because finish out the unit of Psuki Dizimra. But the halacha tells me that in fact I'm supposed to go ahead and really first finish out. Wait until Yishtabach, and then when the minyan gets there, I could say Yishtabach together with the minyan, and then launch right into Kaddish. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Ein levarich halacha hey. So Mishnah Berurah writes, Afilom lahayalov talis ad ato, vafshu ben aprakim mikol makom kivin sham racha kail psuki dezimra. Ein roi shiyehe hefsik beinam lebein bracha achron adido. Da bracha ru'uya liyo samoch lemitzvah. Ava mikodim lazeb psuki dezimra, al kapana bein aprakim yaniach talis yivarich, u mikoshkin le inyintulam demut lavarich leim bein aprakim. So the Mishnah Berurah goes ahead and qualifies this. He says that although we're talking about specifically over here that one should not go ahead and recite and make a bracha on the tzitzis or on talis between yishtabach and psuki de zimra and yishtabach. But again, at the end of the day, one could go ahead and put on the talis in between the various chapters or between the various sections of Psuke de Zimra itself. And especially if there's a situation where one is going to feel embarrassed about putting on talis or tefillin, sitting in shul without talis or tefillin, one could certainly do so as well. One could go ahead and put on the talis and tefillin in the middle of Psuke de Zimra. However, again, ideally, one would do it ben aprokim. One would do it in between the paragraphs of Psuke de Zimra. Tzitzis, Mishnah Berurah. Again, even though the Shulchan Aruch uses the example of tzitzis, the same halacha applies to tefillin as well. Ben yishtabach liyotzer, kol zehu dafkim lahayla mikodem, di'ilav hachi gam ze aser. So remember, again, this is the next case, ultimately, that a person should go ahead and better to put it on between Yishtabach and Yotzer, between Yishtabach and Baruch Hu. So again, this is all also assuming that one did not have access to the tefillin beforehand. Miu shliach tzibor sif katan ches. So remember, again, this is talking about a situation that if the shliach tzibor did not have a talis before Yishtabach, he should put on the talis before Yishtabach in order that he need not make a break between Yishtabach and Baruch Hu. So writes the Mishnah Berurah, Dignaihu l'tzibor lahamtin alav bin Yishtabach l'kadish, because it's a degradation for the tzibor will be efshar balav hachi. So again, what the Mishnah Berurah saying over here is that halacha lemaisa, as much as we just said before, that we don't want a person putting on a talis between Psuki de Zimra and Yishtabach, but yet when it comes to a Shliach Tzibor, in order to avoid the Hefsik, we haven't put it on before Yishtabach. This way, again, he could go right from Yishtabach, ultimately, again, into Yod, into Kaddish, and then into Baruch Hu. But obviously, if there wasn't a situation, let's say the Shliach Tzibor didn't have a talus until after the end of Yishtabach, before the recitation of Kaddish, in that case, the Shliach Tzibor will put on the talus then, and in fact, will make a bracha then. Yamtin HaShliach Tzibor, Halacha Sif Katan Tes, Kedei Shia Yuchal Lahas Michlo Achar Kacha Kaddish Miad, Aval Ayochid Omer Yishtabach Miad, V'chim B'Shabes Imgar Psukid Zimra Kolom Shliach Tzibor Yishtabach Miad. So remember, again, this is now the Ramah commenting on this idea that if there's not a minion, so the Shliach Tzibor should wait by Yishtabach for the minion, and then after the minyan comes, then you say Yishtabach, and then ultimately into Kaddish and into Baruch Hu. All the same theme that we want Kaddish juxtaposed to, we want the Kaddish juxtaposed to the Yishtabach. But this is only for a tzibor. A yachid, however, let's say the individual is ahead of the minyan in Psuki de Zimra. So in that case, he should go ahead and complete Psuki de Zimra through Yishtabach and wait for the minyan there. The Yishtok, Halacha Yud, So this is the case again of the shliach tzibor should wait by yishtabach until the minyan comes ad shiyavo minyan, and then you could say yishtabach and kaddish. So v'yishtok sif katan yud. So writes the Mishnah Berurah perish shelo yafsik b'dibor v'yuchal lahamtin chatzi shay yishtabach v'afilu shamach mas onis k'de ligmar skula intzarach lachsel rosh. So again, you just sit there quietly waiting for the minyan, and even if it requires you to sit there and wait for up to a half hour, you're permitted to do so. Yishtabach v'kaddish sif katan yud aleph. Remember, so if you're waiting for the minyan to come, so you can say yishtabach and kaddish together. And b'di'eved, im gamar kamkin birchas yishtabach v'achar kach bo minyan, yomru al kaparim shlosh psukim misuki v'zimra, v'yuchal ashatz lomar kaddish, kibal afachi in lomar kaddish, kevan shlo hayu be'is amiras ksas psuki v'zimra o yishtabach al kaparim. So the Mishnah Berurah now explains, interestingly enough, that ideally the shliach tzibor is supposed to wait by yishtabach, wait for the minyan to come, then shliach tzibor says kaddish, and then says yishtabach, and then Kaddish afterwards. But if the Shliach Tzibor went ahead and said Yishtabach already and then the Minyan came, so one should recite a few Psukim, a few verses from Psukei Dezimra, and then one could go ahead and recite the Kaddish afterwards. Because remember, since the Kaddish ultimately is linked to Psukei Dezimra, there must be some Psukei Dezimra bridge before the Kaddish. That's why ideally we want to wait for Yishtabach until the minyan comes. But if the shliach tzibor already said yishtabach, then you'll say a few psukim of psuki dezimra, and then recite kaddish afterwards. Halacha dalid in the Shulchan Aruch, shliach tzibor tzar shiyeh hagun. A shliach tzibor ultimately has to be someone who is hagun, someone who is fit, someone who is roi. The ezu hagun. This is someone shehirekan me'averos. Someone ultimately again who is reikan me'averos. Reikan me'averos means that literally he's empty from averos. So what does this mean? Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Sif katan yud beis. Dichsev tzarech. Dichsev nasna alai bekola al kin sinei siha. Va'amru chazal. Zeh shliach tzibor sheinu hagun. Va'svarim ma'herichu ma'od begodol gnos ha'memanim shliach tzibor sheinu hagun. Kimonim ayidei zeh tov mi'yisrael. So again, we must be especially meticulous that the person who davens for the Amid is someone ultimately who is holding on a proper spiritual level, because this is the individual who is representing the Klal, representing the Tzibor before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hagun v'roi shi'u bigdei shatz arukim k'dishelo yiru raglov v'ikonis l'bei saris k'neses v'yishon v'etzi acharon. So Shliach Tzibor, again, his example is the Shliach Tzibor's clothing should be long so you can't see his feet. The idea is he should be wearing appropriate clothing, and he should be the first to be in shul and the last to leave. V'lo yetipash v'sachal, he shouldn't be a fool. Ela shi'yeh yuchal adaber b'iske ha'kal k'fi mashetzarech, he should be able to speak in iske ha'kal regarding communal matters, things that affect the people, in an intelligible fashion. One should try to find a shliach tzibor who is a tzaddik, himself a tzaddik, but also the son of a tzaddik, because his tefilos carry with them a special merit. So the idea is the shliach tzibor need not necessarily come from a distinguished family, but in an ideal sense, we would look for a shliach tzibor whose father was not a rasha. If the father was a rasha, again, a person has absolutely no zichus avos, so we'd have to be a little bit careful in being memana and appointing such a shaliach tzibor. Ein mumin poslin ela b'kohanav lo b'shaliach tzibor. Blemishes only disqualified by kohanim, but do not disqualify by a shaliach tzibor. Va'adirabo, lev nishbar v'nitke elohim lo sivze. On the contrary, a broken heart is something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu never turns away. V'yishmachmir b'zelech hatrila heicha de'ika roi v'hagun kiyotze bo. However, again, there are some who are machmir that the shaliach tzibor should not have any blemishes, as long as there's someone else who could serve the tzibor just as well. The logic behind this, of course, would be that we don't want anything within any part of the shliach tzibor that's going to distract the kehila from the tfilos. And therefore, there could be a potential concern that in the event that the shliach tzibor has some kind of mum, that could unfortunately just serve as some type of distraction. So the Shulchan Aruch goes on and he says, "Me averos yud dalid." Shliach tzibor should try to be empty from averos, reikam me'averos. So over al shvua ain beso reikam. If someone violates his shvua, that's not called that he's empty of averos. Va'afal pi shadayin lo eidu alav mikol mokum yishlachush lekol lohoshiv beizin al kacha. Afilu im lo avarak al shvuas bitoy de lahaba mikol mokum in roilim nosu l'shatz ayin sham. So the rabbi explains, someone who is even rumored that he violates his oaths should not be someone ultimately, again, who is going to be the shliach tzibor. Because of od sham b'shem mishpat tzedek, demishu posel machmas avera posel lio shatz afilu bakroi. That someone ultimately, again, who's going to be posel because of an avera, should not even be a shatz, just even in passing. Because of prima gadim dahinu davka shelo asa tshuva. This is only assuming the person didn't do tshuva. The person did an avera, but we know they did tshuva, then ultimately they are fit to serve as a shliach tzibor. Vishalo yatsa. Actually, we'll leave this in Yeretz Hashem for the next time. So we'll stop over here. We're stopping in the middle of Simen Yun Gimel Sif Dalid with the qualifications for a Shliach Tzibor. So at least for today, as far as we're concerned right now, the qualifications for our Shliach Tzibor is that he be someone who is Hagun, someone who is appropriate. Again, he has to be appropriate in terms of his clothing, in terms of his dress, in terms of his ability to go out and be versed in some level of communal matters, which means he cares about communal matters. If you could have someone who's a tzaddik ben tzaddik, a righteous person, son of a righteous person, that's certainly best. But even if he's not a tzaddik ben tzaddik, as long as his father's not a rasha, that is going to be okay as well. What about a mumin? So again, a mum, any kind of blemish does not disqualify the shliach tzibor, but if you can find the same shliach tzibor without the mumin, that's certainly better. And he has to be reikon me'averos, empty of averos. So we'll define that a little bit more on Sunday, but for our purposes today, again, it refers to someone who is even rumored to be in violation of his shvuas, of his oaths, which means that ultimately he's been pogim, he's compromised his koach hadibur, his power of speech. Such an individual you would not want to be the shliach tzibor. Furthermore, again, he's someone who may have committed an avera without doing tshuva. But if he did tshuva, then ultimately he would be fit to serve as the shliach tzibor. We'll stop over here for today. Rabbosai, wishing everyone a wonderful day and a guten Shabbos, and look forward to resuming on Sunday. Kol Tov.